Very sweet person. It's a very sex about it. Not a woman. It's not a very shallow way of her own. Very sex about the woman of her own. Yeah. Took out my mocker. Yes, my shizer.
Feud
with the Malachim when he came from the Kabbalah Torah, the Malachim said, Marit Kol HaShemai. There's always a certain argument between the Adam and the Malachim. In other words, really, the good Malachim, which are called Malachi Shalom, these Malachim help the Adam, they go along with the Adam, Malachim, Tzav, Malachim, Shemarchim, Chodur, Checha, and the Malachim, with Yaakov, and he uses Sons of Esau. Because these Malachim are called, are Malachim that is called the Malachim from the Kedusha, even though they're also not Masik, the Adam, they don't have a son in the Adam, still, they're bottled to the Das of Kaddish Baruch. If you mention one's Adam, so they're also masking. They're masking to everything Hashem says, Hashem wants. And they're not Nikatri. They're Makabal, Baymal Hashemayim, Zem Zem, and wherever Hashem wants, that's, they have no say, they just listen. Which also created the Malachim Ram, the Machnot Sitrachim. Today, the main leader is that they're not bottled to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're sitrach, whatever they not masik, they argue with. They argue with Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, you know, Hashem wants to tell them they're Makachi. With Malach, they're Makachi. Created such a machna, but the Tachlis is that Adam should conquer them, should be victorious over them. So the difference between Adam and Malachim is all Malachim are created in the same way the whole Bria is created. Everything in the Bria, Hashem created, the Bria has Malachim. Malachim and the Shli are appointed by Hashem to be control the whole creation. Malachim that control everything that happens in creation and they're appointed for that. To control, to not to keep the system of creation should work. Malachim that are created for everything, for fire, for age, for kachov, for everything. Each oil, everything the Bria has Malachim, which gives all the chiyus and all the shefa comes from the Malachim. So they're created the same way that the whole Bria is created. It's called from, they're created from the Dvar Hashem, the Dibur of Hashem. The Dibur Hashem is called, like someone says something and he explains himself, and you understand what he says. Yomer Hashem said, Yemer Lakim, Yemer Lakim, or Breeze, Yemer. It's like someone says something and it's explained, you can understand what he says. It has a meaning, it has a definition. It's meant to be understood. Only difference of the whole creation is the Adam, it says, the Adam is Vayipach Babach Nishmas Chai. After the Rashi said, Nas Adam, Yosu Vayipach Babach Nishmas Chai. And this Vayipach Babach Nishmas Chai is a chelik l'kayim amal. It's the neshama. It's called Pnimius Elikus. The Pnimius of Elikus. Of the chelik l'kayim amal. And it has no words. It has no words. Because it's inexplainable. It can't explain. It could only be masigit. But it's very Pnimi. It's called the otherness. So the difference between other amalach, you would say, Losh and Beri. And the Adam is a Pnimi, and the Malach is a Chitzayni. Like the whole world, Oilam is called, the Risa says, Oilam is Neshama. Oilam is called Chitzaynis, and Neshama is called Pnimis. Pnimis means it's Elikos, and it's pure Elikos, and can't be explained just like the Vashem, can be masked to the Vashem. So it's a Enin of a Neshama that has direct connection to the Rebbe Nishma. This Vayipa Baba Nishma's high, this has a bit. With that, the Adam is directly connected to Hashem. He has a direct line, direct channel to the Rebbe Nishma. With his Chedigil Kaimamal, he could we have faces in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the talk to Hashem, has a direct connection to the Rebbeinu. But that's a part that's not explained. It can't be explained. It's a part, it's a neshama. And that's the soid of the Olam, the secret of the Olam. Olam also has to bring out that secret to the Olam. That's the Nas Olam. Nas Olam is the part of the Olam which is called as Chatzainis, its goof, Chatzainis, the external part of the Olam which has to be served in the Shama, and the Shama will be revealed in Chatzainis too through the Nas Olam, through the Chatzainis. But the Adam himself is Sherish. Sherish is his Pnimis. So this Pnimis, which is of the Adam, is called the Chelik of the Chayamal, this Pnimis, is something that could go down to this world too. This Adam is the only one that could go down to El Masir, to this world, and be completely connected to the highest Olam, and even higher than all the Olams, to Hashem himself. In other words, he could find the Rebbeinu himself in this world too, the lowest part of creation, the Olam HaSir, Sir HaSir, like Swami said, the lowest, Mamish at the bottom. Between all the Olam is the highest Olam, which is called the Olam Ruchni, or the Matzilus, or the Olam Machshava, which is called the Olam Abriya, the Olam Amidas, it's called the Olam Yetzir, the Olam Asir, which is the Olam of Asir, of doing Asir. The difference is only in Chatzanis. In Pnimius, there's no difference. The Pnimius, that part of the curse, which is called Pnimius, which can be understood, goes through all the elements. It's like a straight line through all the elements, and it's just the same revelation that's in the Olam Asir is also in the Olam Atzius is also in the Olam Asir. And there's no difference. The difference is only a Chatzanis is the difference. The Pnimius, there's no difference. There's a nekuda, like a nucleus, a focal point in every island, which that's called the Beis HaMikdash of that island, or the Eitz HaChaim, you would call it. I will now go explain the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Eitz HaChaim, but it's the same meaning. And it's the pnimius of all the islands that shines through all the islands. And you can find the reaction in this world just like nothing less than in the islands of the island. Under all. Also, Davis can be discovered that the biggest gilui is the Tachtayim, more than the Olyan. So that's called a Pnimi. Pnimi means someone who doesn't get faced, doesn't get oppressed by Chatzainis. He sees the Olam HaGashmi, he sees a world which is Gashmi, and he says, where is Hashem? Doesn't find the Likus, so he's a Pnimi. He sees things that the Chatzainistic people don't see. This Chelik of the Kahnamal beholds the Rebbeinu Shlom, is connected, finds the Rebbeinu Shlom in the Olam HaGashmi too. Malachim don't understand that. Malachim are Chatzainis, and they see the Olam HaGashmi, which the Olam is as a Kuf Gashmi. Achar Kedem Tzachon, as I'll say, it's Achar the Mice of Bereshis, Kedem the Mice of Bereshis. His Neshama is the highest part of Mice of Bereshis, and his Guf is the lowest part of Mice of Bereshis. He was created after everything. And they see the Guf of the Adam, and they say, Ma'anish Kisis Kerenu, why is the Adam so big? Noet Chal Shemai. And they're not Masik, that the Adam is a Pnimi. He's like, he's a hidden creation. Pnimi creation, that he can't understand. He's Pnimis. Malachim, when they come down to this world, Malachim, which were the Kachik, and the other, down to this world. And they called them the Filim Asher Barat. And they did, they became the Gershom. Because they, a Malach could serve Hashem, could be bottled to the Benishra and the Dayan Tzaryayna. But in this world, with everything's Gashmi's, there's a lot of Klippers, a lot of Satrachim, a lot of Choshev, a lot of Hestepanim. So they don't see nothing, they don't see Elikos, they only see Choshev. And therefore they become Rishon. So Rabbi Rishon wanted to show them where Adam is, and the mind of Adam knows Adam is in this world and he can be a tzaddik. You see, Noach is a tzaddik, was in this world, and a few of our bars, they fell down. Because there's a sort of a straight channel called the Sula, a ladder, a straight line between the old elements, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Pnimius. And when you go through that line, through that ladder, you don't fall. You go, you just descend, you go up, you can go up, you can go down. There's no one feel there. But if you don't go through that line, you're chetzayim. There's no shafts to do that tzula. So that from one item, from item of Yitzira, item of Abir, from the one item to the next item of Sia, you fall down. There's no connection. You know, this item of Sia is completely different than item of Yitzira and item of Abir, especially item of Tzilus, which is on the coast. So they're called the field. They fall down. They don't go down, they fall down. Yaakov came to Makam HaMikdash. That's the place of that Sulam, sees that Sulam. Sulam, Mutzav, Arzav, Reisha, Megiya, Shemaima. Sulam is Arzav, Reisha, Megiya, Shemaima. Malachi, Elikim, Oilim, Yerdeber. These are the Malachi Shalom, the good Malachi. Through the Adam, Oilim, Yerdeber, Boy. Through the Adam, they have Aliyas, they have Yeridas. If the Adam is a Tzaddik, he's Malad Malachim. He's not a Tzaddik, he's married the Malachim. These are the Malachim, which through the Adam they have an Aliyah and have a Yeridah. In Hashem, Nitzav Olav, the Mashem is on Avram, Avraz and Merkava. He's the Merkava, the Shechin is down, he's in this world and he's the Merkava to Shechin. He's the Merkava, Noichi Imach, Shmatiha v'chala shatelach, I am with you. You are Merkava to the Mashem himself. That's the ending of the Dor Enosh. They started being older with the Zohar. They'll tell us that Shabbos Kol Chosos, and Shabbos for the Erev of the Zohar. Dor Enosh, Moichullah. The meaning of Enosh is Lichla Adam and the Enosh. Adam is the real Adam, which has the shaykh of the of Schir, like we see when Yom HaZikar is the day that Adam was created, Rosh Hashanah. The kitchen is always Ba'anish, Kisiskirani. Schir has to do with Adam. Chazal say in the Lashon that Schir has to do with Pnimius. Chazal say Kim and Shaifa, Kim and HaZikar, and also Kilfnanda. When Bar speaks about the anti-tagging house of Snege, the Shaykh and Shalakar is possible for Shaykh. The Moy says it's only Shaykh or something that's Lufnim. The Moy says Shaykh is not Lufnim, it's not Lufnayev Lufnim, it's an Abbey of Achutz. And the Moy says, keep doing the karma kausa, because Lufnim don't. It's Lufkar, it's Lufnim. Because the karma, it has to do with a thing that lives, that's chai. It is chai. There's a car, it's a club. Like Chazal say, Zer al Meis, Shishtak from the left. Something which is Meis, it's going to get forgotten. Something that has Chiyus, Chiyus is, because what does it mean, Chiyus? Chiyus is, it exists, it's there. Something that's there doesn't get forgotten. It doesn't exist anymore, so you forget about it. And the Neshama, which is called the Chelik al Kaim Mal, that's the Chaim of Dodah. That's the real chai. The vivach abav is called the nishmas chai. That's the real chai. And chai is the neshama, which is pnimius. It's pnimius. It's unexplained. We can't explain the chais of the neshama. It's a secret of the Eitz HaChai. It's a secret of life. Secret of what's life. Even in the Gashmis, we can't really define life. What's life? We only know the function of life. What's life itself? Especially when you talk about the Chedek and Chai Mamal. It's a secret. It's a soid. It's a soid of Chai. A soid of Chai. All soids of Torah are called Eitz HaChai. The Chai. So if it's Pnimius, it's not explainable. It's Chai. So it's not forgotten. Zechreinu l'chai, melechav it's b'chai, zechir is chai, and shik chiz nisim. And ways gets forgotten. It's not chai, it's not there. So Adam, which is chai, is kirem. The Russian remembers it because he's chai. He's always there. He's not mes. He's not under the decree of shikha, of nisim. Enosh means they fell into shikha. Enosh is lost forgetfulness. Shikha. They know there was an Adam, and after Adam, there was Shais. Shais is also a son of Adam. Shais is like the Erech Siyah Shemani Hush Zoyl, which is the Pnimius of the Elements. And that is Erech, King Erech. And Erech is sort of, he fell into Shikha. Rambam explains that in Hotzav Egzor, that the Beit of Erech made a very big mistake. Said, since the Rishon is so big, so great, so I can't be connected to Hashem. I can't connect myself to Hashem. I can't serve Hashem. He's very far from me. So they started being oibed like the spiritual koyches in the Bria, which is called Kachava Mazalas. There's a certain karkas in the Bria, which is called Ruchnistik and karkas, Malachim, Sari Malam. Because they felt that these karkas are closer to me, and I could serve them, I could give them cover, they could. And through the, they know the Russian is a whole of a high, because I'll say the way that the Russian is the sheriff of everything. But it's much higher than me, it's so high, so. So far from me, so I can't serve Hashem, I can't have no connection to Hashem. But by serving the lower parts of the Elohim, the Malachim, the Sarah, so them I can connect, and they'll go up, they'll take all the Ashpa from the Rishon, but I'm connecting myself to them. They're like my God, my Elohim, the So the meaning is like this, that, let's say, you know, the Elohim Asiyah means the Elohim which has to do with the Chelega, the Chiyus of action. It's like the part of the Neshama has many parts, or Adam has many parts. The mechanism of the person is called his Asiyah. When he's an Uber B'mayimah, as the Chazal say, then most of the Ikea works only his mechanism. Mechanism gets built up. You know, all the Evra, all the Ramach Evra, like when the Klais were in Mitzray, it's called Uber B'mayimah. It was then the Shishim Rebbe and the Shamas who born, they didn't have, you know, in a very long Madrig, they didn't have no Hergish that Klais should have. No machshav that Klal Yisrael showed. The das wasn't godless, the dibur wasn't godless. But the mechanism of Klal Yisrael, the kuf, the structure, the chetzonis of the nation, which is called Israel, were built. We came built in Israel. That's called the Olam Asiyah, which is called like a tinnig b'meir, uber b'meir. Now there's the Olam of. And the Olam Asiyah is also a lot of Madregis, you know, the ones that know the secret of the Olam Asiyah, and there's a lot of koyches which have to do with the mechanism of the Bria. Today we know many koyches that the Chachamim, the Chachma, Atar didn't know, no, many sort of laser beams, electricity, gravity, many things, you know, there are called koyches, the koyches of the Masir, all types of the Masir, the machine of the world. There's a lot of grades in that. That's the secret of all the Kachon Mazal, all the Kachon, that's the gravitational koyches which have a certain effect on the whole of the world, and they bring down all the Shefa from the Oel Masadiyah down to this world. There's a lot of rings, billions and trillions of Kechav. So that's nothing in Gabi Oilam Ayitzir. Oilam Ayitzir is the Oilam of Malachim, which is called the Oilam of Hergish, the Oilam of Midas, the Oilam of emotions, of Hergish. And there, in that Oilam, what we call now here abstract, Hergish, Simcha, Atzis, there, in these Oilams, it's a tangible material. It's very real. It's very real. The Malachim, Eisa Malachim of Rucha is Mishar Zavei Shloya, it's a non-Mish Metzius of Oyem Eitzir. And there's billions and trillions of Madregas of one Hergish, this Hergish, this Hergish, that Hergish, that feeling, that feeling, that feeling, that feeling, until you reach the highest point of Oyem Eitzir. And that starts the Oyem Machshava. Oyem Abriya is the Oyem Machshava. The machshava is tangible. Machshava is something. Everything that has to do with machshava. Let's say there's a malach that's called, I don't know, he's called the malach of math. The malach of math. Machshava has to do with arithmetic. This is the malach that has to do with that science and that science and all types of this malach, which are more kadosh. Everything, all the malachim, which is as good machshav. There's a lot of machshavs. Machshav is much bigger than Hergish. And you go from malach to malach, malach to malach, and Hergish and Hergish. And you're still very far from Hashem. And besides, the difference between one oilam and the oilam is like there's a hafsik, you know, there's from Asiya to Hergish, like two different worlds. There's no connection really between them. There's a hafsik between them. And then also there's a very subtly rich oil matzilos, which is of course. And connected that, you know, I'm serving Hashem, I have to understand Hashem, I have to be connected to Him, I have to have a feeling for Him, I have to be dveikis in Him, in Hashem. So they said, I don't even understand the malach, I don't understand I'm so far from these oilmas, so how can I connect myself to Hashem himself? That was the mistake of the Garnish. The mistake was that they forgot that they have a chilul l'kayim amah. They didn't reach their innermost chilul of the neshama, which is not machshava. It's not machshava. It's not hergish. It's not asir. It's the chilul l'kayim amah. It's the pnimius, which clothes itself in machshava, in hergish, in everything else, but it's much higher than all the levushim. Oh, it's higher than machshava. It's a lekus mamish, and this lekus is the pnimius of all elements. The pnimius of the hergish. Right? No, in other words, when the chelik al kai mal connects them with the real derech hatoyer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, his innermost neshama feels the Rebbeinu Shlomo, has a Hergish Rebbeinu, which is much more than the plain Hergish. It's a Hergish of the Neshama. It's a Neshama. He's connected directly to the Amos of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So that's the channel of the Adam. And when the Adam started, forgot about the Adam, and he started, so he forgot about himself, so he really came under the kitchen of the Malachim. In other words, he became impressed from the kitchen of the Malachim, who said, Ma'anish Kisis Kirena, and he himself considered himself also Anish. I'm Anish. Ma'anish, you're not Anish. You're Adam. The Malachim said, Ma'anish Kisis Kirena, because they don't understand the Adam. You're Adam, you're not Anish. Once you get the spoil, you get impressed from the kitchen of the Malachim, and you believe them, and you think you're Anish, then you're under them. Then you're under the Malachim. the kitchen of the malach. So memelo, so that's called anush. And on the weekdays, we our Rishon is not mamish nizgalim, because you know the 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos, like machshava de b'mais. Machshava, let's say, when you prepare for Shabbos, you start with mais. Let's say that's Wednesday, like Yisus, then Thursday is Dibur, and then Friday is machshava. Then you reach the Shabbos. After Shabbos also. The Shirai of Shabbos, which remains from Shabbos on Machshava Sunday, then Monday is the Dibur, and Tuesday is the Mass. There's three days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. And when you sing the Zalman Shroch, you should know what we're talking about. It says, Yimino and Smolo, from the right and the left, the Venei Kala, and the middle of the Kala Shabbos, the Kishuta and Oslo, Yimonon and Lubishi. There's Kishuta, there's Mama, and there's Lubushi, which is Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh, which are Kishuta, the ornaments and Lubushim for the Neshama. On the weekdays, we work out these ornaments, these Machshava, these Dibur, Ma'aseh, so the Neshama should have nice Lubushim to be clothed with on Shabbos. So there's Mimina on the small, there's on the right and the left, in the middle is the Kala, the Kishuta, and Mama, and Lubushim, which is the 3 days before Shabbos and 3 days after Shabbos, of Shabbat Dibur Ma'aseh. So in the weekdays, it's not really the zgalus of the Neshama itself, because it's Malubish, it's clothed in Shabbat Dibur Ma'aseh. So in a certain way, it's called the Anush. The real Adam is not the zgalus. Shabbos is the Neshama Yisera, means the Neshama which is not clothed in Shabbat Dibur Ma'aseh. It's the Neshama Yisera. It's connected to Olam Atzilus, which is Elokus. And that's Nachlas Yaakov. Shabbos is called Nachlas Yaakov. Shabbos is also connected to Sheis. Sheis deserves it with Shabbos. So Adam, Sheis. After Sheis came Anush. And Anush, it says, Os Huchal literally B'Shem Hashem. Huchal means they went into the Yimei Sechot. They fell into the Yimei Sechot. They forgot about Shabbos. They weren't Mekhaim Zohar Zeyim HaShabbos, the Kachem. They fell into the Yimei Sechot, which is Chucha, Likroi B'Shem Hashem. They made Chol of the Shem Hashem. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh, and they fell into the Yimei Sechot. As Chucha, Likroi B'Shem Hashem. So that's the way it's up. So Kol HaMeshamer, Shabbos Chilchosa, Chilchosa, Ful HaOyvid, Avei Nizor, Kedar Enosh, even though on the weekdays he wasn't Mamish, the real Adam who really is not Anush. He's a little Levi David Zohar. Mamish, you know, but Shtek Levi David Zohar is our Anush. He believes a little the Malachim. He's under the Olam HaTeva. He's not connected with his Neshama to the Reish Lev. Comes Shabbos, Levi David Zohar is our Anush. Boich. I don't know if we'll get to this time, because every crowd. I don't explain, so it takes longer. It takes much longer than I thought. So probably somewhere in the middle. But whatever I say, at least to not be Kavanah, Maharish Levi Kavanah. At least if you want, I won't finish the whole Drish, whatever the Drish is supposed to be. But every part in itself is also in by itself. So let's go slow. So Yaakov is the Adam, Yaakov is Shabbos, Yaakov is the Chelik L'Kayin Amal. And he comes to Har Meriah. And he said he works with Rabbanim. And Yitzhak Shaman Al-Reshi, with Shaman. Of Shaman, Yossi Masber, Bechal, you know, the Kitrik, the Malachim, the Katrik, all of them is called Lashnar. They talk Lashnar. They talk Lashnar about it. You find Shaman is the Tikkun for Lashnar. The only carb that has Shaman, Shaman, not by the Menachas, Menachas had Shaman, the Lulav Shaman brought the Karbush, because all the Shaman like, besides the Menachas, the Luk Shaman, the special Luk Shaman, which comes along with the Karb, is a Metzayah. A Metzayah, a Mechaber, a special Luk Shaman, which he put the power on his bed, power on his ears, on his by Yodo, by Raglo, Shaman. And we know it's Sarah, that's the Lashon Hara. Sarah comes from Lashon Hara. So Dini, of this Shaman, this Dini, which is Mechaba Lashon Hara, it says in the whole Bria, it says, Be Yoyim HaRasham, Hashem said. These are the Parasham. This Parasham is sort of the building blocks from the Bria. These Oisis, these letters, Oisis, which is called the Parasham, which through this Dibur, the Parasham created all creation. The Oisis, everything is Oisis, the Parasham. It's all the Sefer Yetzirah, which speaks about the Oisis. He calls them Avonim. Avonim are Oisis, which created the world with these Oisis. There's the Oisis, which is called Oisis of Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh means, by defined by Dora Flogger, the Rishon said the Nov Lashon Sfasam. He made him forget Lashon Kodesh till Dora Flogger, everyone talked only Lashon Kodesh. And after Dora Flogger, the Rishon said the Nov Lashon Sfasam, I'll sort of mix up the Lashonis or whatever, I'll make them forget Lashon Kodesh. And they start speaking different Lashonis. Lashon Kodesh means it's Kodesh. Kodesh is called in Kabbalah, and Chassidus is called Chachma. Chachma is called Kodesh. Chachma is Koyach Ma. The Koyach makes everything into Yesh, into matter. Everything that becomes something is through Chachma. Kula b'Chachma is. We should create everything with Chachma. And like the Pasuk says, Chachma may ayin timotze. There's an ayin, there's a yesh. Chachma, which is the beginning of the yesh, comes from the oil, which is called ayin, which is higher than yesh. But Chachma is the beginning of the yesh. Of the yesh, the beginning of something that exists is called Chachma. So it means like this, that when you talk, so playing, meaning of speech is the definition, you know, the meaning that what are you talking about? That makes sense. You talk something, so what does it mean? You transmit something, an idea to different people. You tell them something which you tell it through the words, through speech. But everything is only what depends on what you're talking about. You know? The main thing is the teichen, the meaning of what you're talking about. Doesn't there, no difference the language that you're talking about. If you talk it, if you translate it in a different language, no difference. If you're talking this with that language, no difference. Just what are you talking about? That's called talking. But really, that's only the chatzonis of the meaning of Torah. Lashon Kodesh means that the oisis itself, even without the meaning of it, the aleph, the beis, and the oisis when you write it, and the oisis when you think about the oisis, you picture the oisis in your Machshava, and when you talk about Oasis, the sound of the Oasis has a certain skula, a certain kedusha, a certain inyan, but other inyan. Itself, it's, in other words, that's the chiyus of the Indian. There's a lot of truth, there's a lot of that Torah should accept, even if you don't know what you're talking about. If you talk the same in Lashon Kodesh, Yotze. The Megillah, if you say Lashon Kodesh, if you don't know the meaning, you're also Yotze. You say a different Lashon, you have to know the meaning, you have to know the explanation. But if you say you learn the beginning of Lashon Kodesh, you don't know the explanation, Yotze. What's the difference? Because Lashon Kodesh, the letters itself, have a certain meaning which is called Chacham. Understanding is called Bina. Bina means you understand. Chachma has many parts in it, but the Pnimis of Chachma means you don't understand it. You see it, you behold it. You connect it without understanding. That's called Kodesh. Kodesh means it's holy, it's mifresh, it's movable, it's high, it's a lakus. It's a lakus. Lashon Kodesh is sort of the language of the Nisham. Someone has a chelik al kamal, which is Pnimius, which is Alakus. His natural language would be Lashon Kodesh. Or the Rish before the chelik of Eitz Hadas, if he wouldn't have done sin by Eitz Hadas, so then no one would have to teach him a language. The Nisham is created with a natural language, natural knowledge of a language is called Lashon Kodesh. He would naturally talk Lashon Kodesh. And this was the language of the whole world till they were flogging, till they forgot, sort of. They went to Low Madrega, they lost their natural language. This was the Lashon of the whole world. Sof Achas, and has skulus, as Neshama did his skulus to connect Hashem. They abused that Lashon Kodesh and they wanted to make a whole Indian of a big deliberation of Shemayim to be married in Malchus Shemayim. And they were yearning from Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh has a certain school of building, of the, it's a Shamanic language, so you can't explain it. But it's like you see, if a person would be his Nisham would be revealed, would be a real Nisham, you could see the language, it's Lashon Kodesh. Lashon like Chazal say by Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal say, Enechem Reyes, Ve'ene Ochi Bin Yama, Ki Pi Amdavar Alecha. So Rashi says, Lashon Kodesh. It's very interesting. It's very, I don't know, I'm Pashtal, I'm just lost. Enechem Reyes, you see, in Achi B'Yom Kippi, you see, I talk Lashon Kodesh. No confession is, so what's the right is yes, he talks Lashon Kodesh. A Melech Mitzrayim doesn't know Lashon Kodesh. Eretz Kanaan is very close to Mitzrayim. Why can't he learn Lashon Kodesh? Paro knew all languages. He didn't know Lashon Kodesh. It's interesting why he didn't know, but it's very easy to know Hebrew. But for a Melech Mitzrayim to know Hebrew, what's the big derive in that it's yes, if I talk Lashon Kodesh? What's the Lashon in Eichem Reyes, in Eichem Yom? The Torah is that Lashon Kodesh doesn't mean Hebrew. Hebrew is a cheap translation of Lashon Kodesh. It's Lashon Kodesh. It's a heavy Lashon, it's a Lashon Kodesh. You can talk Ivrit, but it doesn't mean you talk Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh defines that the Indian of the Ivrim weren't stop Ivrim. They talked about Lashon Kodesh. They had the Lashon Kodesh. It speaks about the Kodesh of the language. That's a Madrega. That's a Madrega. To talk about real Lashon Kodesh is a Madrega. It's a Lashon of Kodesh, which is called Chachma. And Chachma is like, it's not something that you understand, It's not that you see. It's a hearing. Shema means also understanding. Chazal always say, Shema, Shemeya Yosef, Shemeya means he understands. Shemi is called understanding. But seeing is higher than understanding. You see it. You don't have to understand, you see it. When a tzaddik talks Lashon Kodesh, and he has a real Lashon Kodesh, and he talks to another tzaddik, the tzaddik can see, his Lashon, can see the oasis. He's massive, the Kiddush of the oasis, which can't be explained. It's a Kiddush that doesn't have to do with the definition of the oasis. It's the oasis itself. That's what they said. You see, I'm Yosef. Enechem royos. You see? You see my Yosef? Shepiyam davra leich b'loshen kodesh. I talk Loshen Kodesh. I don't talk Ivrit, I talk Loshen Kodesh. Kipiyam davra leich. You see my Yosef? You see the letters? It's not the hearing the letters. You see the letters. You see the letters. Enechem royos. Ein och b'yom. Kipiyam davra leich. My mouth. You know the bris. Yes, it's not the bris. It's called the bris aloshen. It's called the bris. Both are totally depend on one another. I have a mouth which talks Lashon Kodesh. I'm a Shomer Bris, I talk Lashon Kodesh. So this Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon of Kodesh. It's Kodesh, it's Kodesh, it's the chios, it's the chios of everything. Adam is a Medaber, and Adam is called a Medaber. Why is it called a Medaber? It's the main meaning of the Adam. He's a Medaber. He's, you know, you can call different words. He's the Sham of the Bria. He's the Chacham of the Bria. He's the Melech of the Bria. Why is the Medaber? Because the whole world was created with Dvar Hashem, and this Dvar Hashem had a certain Sham inside. Because it's a Dibra of Lashon Kodesh. With Lashon Kodesh, the Dvar Hashem created the Bria. But you have to be megala that, and you have to intensify that, being moistened on that chios, and be really megala the pnimis of all the dibur. Only the someone who is vayipach v'apav nishmas chai, someone who has a neshama, which is pnimis of the dibur, he could be mala all the dibur of the bria and lift them up to higher madrega, and lift them up in a madrega that they should all be like the neshama. He could put on the Shema Yisera in the whole Bria. That's the secret of Shabbos. Because the Bria was created with Redim. The whole Bria is Dvar Hashem. The Adam, the Yipapa, the Nishmas Chai. It's a Nishmas Chai, or a Redim. The Nishama, it's not explained. But really, this Nishama has to be Mala, the whole Bria. Has to lift up the whole Bria, like make from the whole Bria like Neshama. So that is called a different Dibur. It's a different Dibur. And that Dibur, this Vayipach Apav Nishmas Chai, and the Dibur itself, and the definition of the Dibur, coincide and come like one. And that's called Dibrei Torah. Dibrei Torah. This Dvar Hashem of the Bria, which is called Balsoi Mamaros Nevroilu, and there's the Dibur of Torah, which is called the Dibur of Shabbos. The Torah, Shabbos Nit Natar. Shabbos, when there's a Neshama Yisrael, so the Dibur of Shabbos is the Dibur of the Retire. The Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos, because he talks the Retire. The Saras and Dibras are correspond to the Soar Mamaros from Nevroilu. But they're not the Seres and Tzorah Mamaris, the Seres and Dibbers, the Burah from Shabbos. The Burah of the Yivai Zachar is also the Burah from Torah. The whole Mice of Bereshit starts in the Torah. And it started with Kitchen of Barai Zebar Alma, when she looked at the Torah and created the world. But the Burah of the Yivai Zachar, which is called Asar Mamaris, that's called Sichas Chulm Shal Talmid HaChacham. Sichas Chulm, the Burah of the Yivai Zachar. And Sichas Chulm Shal Talmid HaChacham, that's Shri Hulamit. You have to define them. You have to touch them up. And you have to, once you define them, you see that the whole world is the return. But this comes from the Talmud Chacham, from Shabbos. The whole world is yearning from Shabbos, through the chiyas of Shabbos, of the Dibur of Torah from Shabbos, the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis gets lifted up. There's the Dibur Torah, and there's the Sichas Chol, Shetamid Chacham, Shetzvich Lever. So, that's the difference when you say the Sorah Ma'amoros in the Rav Lam, and there's a series of Dibbers. What's called a Maimer? You say a Maimer, it's like you say in English, I said. But in Yiddish, you say, Chagdizogt. If you say, I said, you say, Chagdizogt. So you have to say what you said. No, you can't say, I said to you. So, what do you say? I said to you. You have to say what you said. A Maimer means I said. Vaydaber Hashem, al Moshe Lamer. What do you mean Lamer? Lamer means Salty said. He talked to him. Moshe says that he talked to Moshe. What did he talk? What was the teichin of what he talked? Lamer. That's what he said. So a Maimer is called he said. When you say he said, you have to know what he said. But when you say a Dibur, it's not that I said to him, I talked to him. You don't have to say what you talk. I'm telling you a fact. I spoke to him. That's all. I spoke to him. So that's a Dibur. A Dibur by Dabar Hashem. I talked to him. Dibur Torah, even without the definition, it's I talked. You don't have to know what he talked. It's a series of Dibbers. It's a series of Dibbers. You talk to us. Whatever you talk, but he talked. It's no different what he talked. Because it's Var of Shamar Vitov Hesh. It was the burden of Ibn Baba Mishmas Chai. We didn't hear a cold Torah. We didn't hear a cold shear of a Magid Shear. We heard a sheer fire from the Magid Shear. It was the Shama. It was Kula and the Shama, part of the Shmosa. It was the fire of the Retire that talked to us. Much more than the explanation. The explanation, the definition of it is, has a curse to be mal of the whole breed. Once you understand the return, once you understand the Oymega Torah, you can find the return of the whole breed. But the return itself, you don't understand it. It's the return. You don't have to understand it. So the Sarah Mamaras are the Chitzaynis of the Sarah Sadibus. They're the Sichas Chol Shal Tamid HaChachamah. Shetzvich Lever. Mashenki, the Dibur Torah, that's the Dibur Torah. That's the Dibur Torah of the Talmud Chacham. And that's Malah the whole year. So the Yemais HaChoyel, the first created the Briya, this Torah, wasn't Mamish Nizgal in the Dibur. That's the Oymik, what it says always. It's because the Torah of the Briya, that's this toiv is the lakus of the breed, the oir. It's called the oir. Vayalakim, the first toiv in the breed, Vayalakim is the oir ki toiv. The oir is toiv. And every day has this oir, even though the oir was only created the first day, but every day has the oir gomus, has the hidden oir. Because it says, Vayikar alakim, the oir yon, which is called the oir yon. And every day it says yon. It says every day yon. So every day is the oir. Every day is a yom, because the vehicle is a yom, or is yom, and every day is a yom. There's if it's two way, mechadish, mechalim, and talmud, my separations. There's a yom, keep talking every day. But don't say, vayom, keep talking. Don't say, vayom, keep talking. Only says, vayarim, keep talking. It's not vayom. And the dibber of the vayom wasn't in the skull of the Torah. The Bersham looked. Like we said before, there's a Talshema, there's hearing, there's seeing. The Bereshit saw the Oisius, which he created the world, and he saw that it's good. It's not that he could define, explain why it's good. It wasn't the Talshema, it's a Talchazi. He looked at it. The Bereshit looked at the letters and the Tziruf Oisius, which he created the world, and he saw that it's good. By Matan Torah, Royan as a Nishma. Royan as a Nishma. The Nishma and the Royan coincided, became one. They saw the Riyah and the Shmiyah together. In other words, in the Nishma they saw the Riyah, the Riyah and the Shmi became like one. So the Sarah and Amaris became one with the Sarahs and Dibris. In other words, you could say it in a different way, but Ya'ala Kim Kitoy means the Rosh saw that there's going to be sometimes a Matan Torah, which is going to be Megalit, this Torah of what I just spoke. I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the secret of Torah, the secret of Shabbos, which is going to explain, which is going to be Megalit, this Torah of what I just said. So this is the Inyan of Lashon Kodesh. The Lashon of Kodesh, the holy Lashon, the Lashon that created the world. This is the natural language of the Neshama. Avanim are called building blocks. Avanim and the Oisis are called Avanim. Because the world had Lashon Kodesh, so that's why the nature of the world was that they built the binyanim, they built the buildings, but only from natural avon. There was no such thing as bricks. There were no bricks. Before the Reflogging, there were no bricks. Everything was built with avonim that was created by Maaseh Bereishis. So because their letters, the Dibur, was also natural of them. Everything was natural. You go further, everything is a Harichas. Not even one of the beginning of the way. But I'll speak another 5 minutes, wherever we get to, it's no difference. So, we know also that it's in the Malchus. I'm not going to explain at length, but Pekitzer, we know that Malchus has to do with the Dibur. The Zohar says, Malchus Peh, the Torah Shema Peh Kirigla, Peh is Malchus, Dibur is Malchus. So, the Adam, he's a Melech, he's a Medaber, he's a Melech. He's a Medaber because he's created to lift up the whole Bria. He's the Melech of the whole Bria. We hear it with Gassayam and Voif HaShemai. He's the Melech of every Adam is a Melech. It's supposed to be the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach really is going to be Megala, the Malchus of everyone, the Dibur and the Malchus of everyone. The Pergim and the Dibur, that's the Pergim and the Dibur, he started making Avonim. The Torah says he started making Avonim, building blocks from man-made Avonim. Manufactured Avonim, artificial Avonim. And they built a new binyan, which is the binyan of a Maaseh Bnei Adam. So the language also became a language of Bnei Adam. The language also became a language of Bnei Adam. Is a natural Malchus. That's the Malchus that the Adam was created to be a Melech. Just as the natural language is a natural Melech. No, you don't have to make a Melech. Melech, he's a Melech. No, he's a Melech because Hashem made him for Melech. Just as Hashem created the world, he made him for Melech. Because all the shtalshins of the Indian Malchus, no, in the old times, used to be a Melech, no. Today there's no Malchus, a big shayif can make a bracha, a Melech, a president. So, you know, the later there is the modern age, there's no, they were about the old Malchus, all the Malchus, there's no, just you elect, you appoint someone to be, no, the whole Musid of Malchus came back. Now, the modern world is usually used to, that's how they teach the people that, you know, that we make progress, you know, we don't have these old-fashioned, you know, tyrants and the malachim, that doesn't make sense. One person should be the chayra, should be the marshal, and
you know, we suffered a lot from that. the natural difference.
Suffering a lot from these tyrants, from these Moroccan. Now we have a democracy, it's in a certain way, it's a big mistake. I'm sure it's a big mistake. The shot is that a melech is not only executive director from this company, which is called America or whatever. A melech is the neshama of the nation. He gives chiyus to the whole nation. Whatever the nation stands for, he's their chiyus. The whole way of life, the whole, their ideals, their feelings, their whatever, the melech is. And that's a koyach in Hashemayim, which is called the virtue of malach malach. And nosim b'chvoydeh l'bosom adam, which gives the chvoydeh, but it's a madreig. Malchus apitoyer is a madreig. The fact that we have democracy means because the people abused this madreig. They used it, they didn't use it right. They abused the madreig, so the virtue took it away from them. So they lost malchus. They lost Malchus because they, and today we know if you have a real Malchus, so the whole neshama of the nation came took away. The Malchus is the neshama of the nation. Yisrael, who's David HaMelech? The name is Amir Yisrael. He sings the song of Yisrael. He's the neshama of Yisrael. With his Shir Zimra, with his Derech HaTayr, with his Sefer Tehillim, with his whole Mehus, he's a Makavat HaShkana. And he lifts up the neshama of Klaisor and he gives them chiyus. Liber lev kolam, the Rambam says. He's the heart of the whole nation. He gives chiyus to the whole nation. If you abuse it, so you lose it, like every madrei. But really, a melech is the rosh of the malach malach. By Klaisor, it's a higher malach. It's not nasa mechvoide, it's cholak mechvoide. Malchusi the arach and malchusi the rukiyah, the Gemara says. You have to mechavid a melech. It's a dugma lamai, it's a dugma delayla, it's a madrega. Malach is a madrega. And it has to be a natural malchus. Malchus who's in smana nashonai. By Nimrod, when they lost the Dibur, and they lost the Avana, they also were playing with the malchus. He became a giver tied. He was kaimish the malchus. He was kaimish the malchus by kavod. He fought with his gevura to become a malach. Even though till malchus was taken away from the world, still every malach was appointed by Hashem. But still, there's no dreams. It came through something which is not right, through a giver, a giver tzai baritz. That's a pegama malchus. That's called the first pegama malchus. In other words, he became a man-made malach. He made himself a malach. He became an artificial malach. It didn't come because he was appointed by Hashem. Hashem went along with him. He went along. He didn't take it away from him. But it was man-made. It wasn't Ma'is Hashem. So they lost the language, they lost the malchus, they lost Avon. When Dovna Malch became Malach, so it says, Evan, this Evan, and in Kabbalah we know Evan is called Malchus, Evan, Mo'asu HaBoyna, which the Boyna that built the Migdal, they were Mamas of this Evan, this natural Evan, they were Mamas, they despised this Evan. Ho'asa L'Rosh Pina, that's Dovna Malach. And he explains why. But Eis Hashem is this. The Malach is a Malach of Eis Hashem. He's a Malach of Eis Hashem. He comes straight from Hashem. He's a Shliach. He's Shliach of the Rechman. So that's the meaning of the Avonim. The Yachid was Eisikir. With the Shema, which is opposite of Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara means Bishurish, means going away from Lashon Kodesh. And he found his Avonim Avnei Avokar. He built the binyan of kedusha of malchus through these avonim. Bezeichel, the scholars of this, that Evan Maaseh Avon the Melech of Mashiach Meir Mishmal.
Aye.